with Radio On The Go Sports for this Tuesday morning. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting. State soccer yesterday for the eighth push top-seeded Gilbert to absolute limit, but ended up falling 1-0 on a penalty kick in the Class 2A quarterfinal. It aired on 99 The Wave last night. John Mowinkle reports.
Making their state tournament debut, the United gave the defending 2A champions all they could handle. The defenses were dominant throughout regulation and the two overtime periods, with few shots on goal by either side. Each team came up with shots that landed just a few feet from the target that could have given them the lead or ended the game in overtime, but none connected. After playing 100 scoreless minutes, the teams entered a penalty kick session. Each team made their first five to send it to sudden-death PKs. Each team missed their sixth, Gilbert made their seventh, and APD&H missed theirs. Head coach Cody Cummings.
I'm sad that we didn't get to continue, obviously, but I'm so proud of the boys. I mean, you know, Gilbert, number one team in the state all year, returning state champ. They had our number earlier in the season. We matched up, but we came out here. The boys gave everything, and, you know, said seventh penalty kick there. That's a heck of a match at any level.
Isaiah Olson recorded eight saves.
And the season has ended for the APD&H boys soccer at 13-4-2. And again, at state soccer, falling 1-0 to Gilbert with penalty kick. Well, Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldog baseball was swept in a doubleheader in Humboldt on Monday night. They dropped the first game 15-5, and in the second game, it was 11-5 to the Wildcats. Jason Eaton reports on that.
In the first game, the Wildcats got on the scoreboard early, plating two runs in the bottom of the first on a two-run hit by Chase Hansen. Hampton Dumont Cal responded in the second, scoring four runs to take a 4-2 lead. Humboldt answered with a run in the bottom half of the second to cut the deficit to one heading into the third. From there, Wildcats relief pitcher Jackson Flaherty held the Bulldogs scoreless for three innings as Humboldt built a 12-4 lead entering the sixth. The Bulldogs added a run in the top of the sixth to make it 12-5, but Humboldt ended the game early in the bottom half of the inning when Avion Sutterfield hit a three-run home run to give the Wildcats a 15-5 win. In the second game, the Bulldogs got the offense going early, scoring three runs in the second inning. Hampton Dumont Cal added two more runs in the fourth to take a 5-1 lead into the fifth. Humboldt took its first lead in the fifth, plating six runs to go up 7-5. The Wildcats added four more runs later in the game to complete the comeback and earn an 11-5 win. Head coach Matt Lokenvitz says the Bulldogs fought hard as the team tries to find a proper relief pitching rotation in the early part of the season.
Battled, you know, both games I think we battled until the middle innings, and then it just kind of got away from us a little bit. First one more so than the second one, but competed. We're young. We got four sophomores that we start. Still trying to work out a pitching rotation that we really feel comfortable with. You know, we've got two pretty good starters with Will Vosburgh and Blake Burmester, and you know, we're trying to figure out who we can go to after that to really lock games down.
With the two losses, the Bulldogs go to 2-5 on the season. The Bulldogs next play on Saturday. HD Cal travels to St. Ansgar Saturday for a doubleheader with the Saints. Also on the scorecard from RadioOnTheGo.com, AGWSR baseball defeating Denver 3-0 last night. It was Waterloo Columbus shutting out Applington Parkersburg 10-0. Belmont Clemmie defeated Garner Hayfield Ventura 9-4. Clarion Goldfield Dows fell to St. Edmund in a doubleheader. The Gales 3-2 and 4-1 winners over the Cowboys. Clarksville baseball over Rockford 8-2. Dighton Hartford 10 runs, Wapsie Valley 12-2. It was Grundy Center shutting out South Hardin 2-0. And also last night, North Butler defeating West Fork in a battle of area teams. Bearcats 5, Warhawks 3. In softball, Denver over AGWSR 12-5. Belmont Clemmie defeated Garner Hayfield Ventura 11-3. It was Clear Lake shutting out Clarion Goldfield Dows. Cowgirls 17-0 Lions. Clarksville rated number one in 1A. No problem with Rockford winning 12-2 in four innings. APD&H softball, Wapsie Valley, defeating Wapsie Valley, that is, 12-8. And Grundy Center, 7-4 over South Hardin, while North Butler shut out the women of West Fork, 8-0 Bearcats winning in Allison yesterday. The Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team will return to Des Moines next winter. The Hawkeyes will play Creighton on Sunday, November 15th at the Casey Center. Global Sports Management is the promoter. Maury Hanks is the president.
I've done a lot of work over the years with both Creighton and Iowa. I did last year's game with Iowa and Bucknell there in Des Moines. The year before, I did a doubleheader with the men's and women's teams with Iowa. And back in 2011, I put together the game with Iowa and Creighton. It was part of a tournament, and they met there in Des Moines.
It'll be the team's first meeting since 2023. Hank says the game is separate from a season ticket package.
It's not part of either school's season ticket package, but we're allowing both teams equal opportunity to purchase tickets, and so we make it as fair as possible for both fan bases.
And Hank says tickets for the game go on sale on Monday. Back to local sports, where the 12th-rated Iowa Falls Alden girls soccer team will be hosting Garner Hayfield Ventura tonight. It's a big matchup, regional semifinal, the match airing on 104.9 KLMJ. The Lady Cadets are 15-2-2 and have already beaten the Cardinals twice this season, but assistant coach Autumn Schott says facing a team for a third time brings a different challenge.
This will be our third time seeing them, so it's not easy to beat a team three times, so we're just going into it like relying on the basics, the passings, having our confidence. I know they'll have Bella there. I don't know what her last name is, but she's pretty good. She's really fast. She's like right behind Grace in goal. So just, strong, all or nothing, that kind of mentality, aggressive. And I'm pretty sure it'll be home. So that will be nice to have a little bit of a home advantage, hopefully playing on the turf rather than the grass.
Freshman Hartland Myslak says the Cadets' previous matchup with Garner Hayfield Ventura showed how important communication and teamwork will be in a rematch.
The last time we played Garner, we did really well with communicating with each other and just working well together on the field. And I think that if we do that again in this upcoming game, we can ultimately just get the win. And I think we just have to make sure that we're working well together and we're just doing what we know how to do.
The Cardinals of GHV are 10-4-1. They entered the match after blanking Clear Lake 6-0 in the previous round. The winner of tonight's match in Iowa Falls will advance to play either GCGR or Colfax Mingo in the regional championship on June 4th. Kickoff set for 7 p.m. and pregame coverage of IFA girls soccer 6:45. Again, pregame coverage tonight on 104.9 KLMJ with Jason Eaton. The 7th-rated Applington Parkersburg girls soccer team will be hosting Union also for a regional soccer semifinal tonight. That'll air on 99 The Wave, KQCR. The Falcons will look to continue their historic season and advance to a regional final for the first or for the second straight year. They began the playoffs with a 10-0 win over Waterloo Columbus last week, ending the game in the second half by the 10-goal margin. Union defeated Clayton Ridge 5-0 to begin the playoffs last week and likely to offer a tougher challenge, junior Shelby Aquilari.
I feel like if we play as this, like the second game that we beat them, it was like 4-0. I feel like if we bring out that energy again, it will like really increase our momentum as well. That team bond that we have, like we're more of like a family instead of like all separate, and that just really helps to like increase the energy and stuff.
The Falcon girls won 3-0 and 1-0 in the regular season meetings with Union. AP girls head soccer coach Corey Getch says the Knights are a better team than their record indicates.
They're a team that's tough to break down. I think we're just going to have to keep hammering at that goal, trying to find our opportunities to put it in the back of the net. They've got a solid team. I think all the teams in the NICL are just amazing teams and just really, really good. So we'll just have to work on breaking down that defense and then finding the back of the net.
The winner of tonight's AP versus Union matchup will advance to Thursday's girls' regional final against either Dighton Hartford or Dyersville Beckman. Pre-game coverage of tonight's girls' soccer regional semifinal, 5:45, kickoff at 6 p.m. We mentioned Dighton New Hartford against Beckman. That is at Dyersville tonight for the Wolverines at 7 p.m. And also softball and baseball going on this evening. Let's take a look at the slate of action. And it is Dighton Hartford at AGWSR for softball and baseball. Also, Applington Parkersburg baseball hosting Denver this evening. Sumner Fredericksburg teams are at Grundy Center this evening for softball and baseball. Iowa Falls Alden softball baseball hosting Nevada, and North Butler is hosting St. Ansgar in both. South Hardin teams are both at Hudson this evening, and West Fork is at home against Mason City Newman for action going on for softball and baseball tonight. More sports available online at radioonthego.com. Again, primary day. Make sure you get out and your vote counts here for this primary Tuesday. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting Radio on the Go Sports.